Hi, my name is Dorian Johnson. My age is 13 years old, and today's date is 12th of December. I'm speaking here with Ms. Dixon, my English teacher.
Hi, Dorian.
Can you tell me about some who has a big influence on your life?
I feel like my parents really influenced my life. Both my parents are teachers, preschool teachers. That's actually where they met. And I feel like they really always kind of taught me how important education was and school was, and that's part of why I wanted to be a teacher.
How was when you was in school? How was it?
I went to these really small private schools. And so like my whole school, like there's only one class of like 24. Up until 8th grade when it doubled. So there's two classes of 24. So it just meant that I have a lot of friends in my life now that were even my friends way back then. So my best friends are my same best friends from when I was in 7th and 8th grade. You know, we text every day, we send each other videos, and it was, I think, those friendships, because I went to those small schools, that made me really appreciate that.
Did you like school?
I did like school. I feel like I had really great teachers, and generally we kind of did good work. It wasn't a lot of wasting time. And I liked all my teachers except for my high school chemistry teacher, Miss Bergstedt. I thought she was dumb, and I was a real jerk in her class.
Can you describe your memories?
Let's see. One of my happiest memories, let me think. I come from a really, really big family. My mom was one of eight, so I have plenty of aunties and uncles and cousins. I have 32 first cousins. And you have a lot of cousins?
Yes.
So one of my favorite memories from growing up is family reunions. Every single summer, my family would get together in upstate New York, which is pretty country. It's kind of like the country areas up here. But it was so far from California where I grew up, so my family couldn't afford to go every year. So when we did go, it felt like a really special time, and we would, you know, have big campouts and, you know, have a barbecue, or my uncles would go hunting, or we'd go fishing and spend time swimming and just kind of really hanging out, just enjoying summer. I feel like summertime was the greatest when we got to go back and see family.
Did you like it, California?
I do like California. I like California. My family's still there. My favorite grocery store is still there. And all my best friends and their families are still there. But I like living here because of all the nature that we have. You know, you can go beach, you can go to the mountains, you can have, there's lots of trees around, and it's very different from where I grew up. I grew up in East Oakland, California, and it was kind of a dangerous place to grow up. I wasn't allowed to really play outside because it was so violent. There was guns, there was gangs, there was a lot of drugs in my neighborhood. So my parents were very protective. They were very strict. So I couldn't like play outside or ride my bike unless they were with me. And I liked it here, especially, you know, now that I have a kid, it's more of a place where he can kind of play and be free and I don't have to worry as much.
How would you like people to remember you?
That's a good question. I hope to be remembered, at least by my students, as someone who cared about them, who taught them some valuable skills for their whole life, and who could have some fun. Because at the end of the day, the students, kids, you guys are the best part of teaching by far, and watching you grow and learn things and go off and get jobs and have families and go to college and go in the military. It's just amazing to kind of see you guys in this moment and know that you'll be growing up and doing good things to change the world.
Thanks, Ms. Dixon.
Thanks, Dorian.